Well, Ellie Belly, this morning I woke up. It's pretty early in the morning still, and I woke up and little Ellie Belly was up and she said, "Daddy, can I go to coffee with you?" So, good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to Coffee and Devotion. This is where every day or every weekday you and I we get together. We have a little bit of coffee, we get into God's word, and we grow in our love for the Lord together. And this year, 2023, Lord willing, we'll make it from the book of Genesis all the way through the book of Acts. Or no, not Acts. Woo, that'd be a hard one. Genesis through Acts. Genesis through Leviticus. Why don't we have some coffee? Because I think Daddy needs coffee. What about you? Oh, you want coffee? Okay. Well, we'll see how this goes. Oh, you liked it? Black coffee. Okay, she must be my daughter. Okay, you ready to pray? Okay, let's pray. Father, we thank you so much for this day. Thank you for the blessing it is to get to read your word. We pray that you would help us to understand it and to apply it to our lives today. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, so we're at Genesis 31. Genesis chapter 31. Oh, I'm going to move some things around here. Help us out. Genesis chapter 31. And we'll begin at verse 43. You ready to listen? Okay. And Laban answered and said to Jacob, "These daughters are my daughters, and these children are my children, and this flock is my flock. All that you see is mine. But what can I do this day to these my daughters, or to their children whom they have borne? Now therefore come, let us make a covenant, you and I, and let it be a witness between you and me." So Jacob took a stone and set it up as a pillar. Then Jacob said to his brethren, "Gather stones." And they took stones and made a heap, and they ate there on the heap. Laban called it Jegar Sahadutha, but Jacob called it Galeed. And Laban said, "This heap is a witness between you and me this day." Therefore its name was called Galeed, also Mizpah, because he said, "May the Lord watch between you and me when we are absent from one another. If you afflict my daughters, or if you take other wives besides my daughters, although no man is with us, God is witness between you and me." Then Laban said to Jacob, "Here is this heap, and here is this pillar, which I have placed between you and me. This heap is a witness, and this pillar is a witness, that I will not pass beyond this heap to you, and you will not pass beyond this heap and this pillar to me for harm. The God of Abraham, God of Nahor, and the God of their father judge between us." And Jacob swore by his fa by the fear of his father Isaac. Then Jacob offered a sacrifice on the mountain and called his brethren to eat bread. And they ate bread and stayed all night on the mountain. And early in the morning Laban arose and kissed his sons and daughters and blessed them. Then Laban departed and returned to his place. Well, we have three questions. You remember our three questions? A, what is this about? B, what's the best verse to summarize? The best verse. And C, what are we called to do?
That is my fourth letter.
That is your first letter, right? Yeah, the buffalo went to buy some bread, but bought a banana split instead. Right?
We eat that at night.
Oh, a few nights ago, that's right. So here, there's two men. Okay, there's two men. One is called Jacob. Can you say Jacob?
Jacob.
And there's another man, and his name is called Laban.
Laban.
Laban. And what this is about is there's a covenant. Can you say covenant?
Covenant.
Good job. Covenant is an agreement, right? They're agreeing with each other. And the agreement is that they're going to go their own ways. Laban's going to go back home to Padan Aram, and Jacob is going to go back to Canaan. And they're going to have a line, and they say, we're not going to cross this line. We're not going to fight against each other or argue with each other. And Jacob says, I won't take any more wives. I won't take any more or add any more people to my family. It's just going to be these two, or these daughters of yours. And so they make an agreement, and they go their own ways. So do you remember what the agreement was called? A covenant. A covenant, that's right, the covenant. And it's based on the fear of God. Yeah, based on the fear of God, right? They do it before the Lord. They make a vow before God. And they call that place, the name is normally called as Mizpah. So it's right on the far side of the Jordan River. You're singing the Zacchaeus song now?
He climbed up the sycamore tree. The world he wanted to see. When the world sees him, he said, Zacchaeus, calm down. I'm going to your house today. I'm going to your house today.
Good job. All right. Well, I think the best verse, the best verse in this is verse 49, where he says, may the Lord watch between you and me and be absent from one another. If you afflict my daughters or if you take on other wives beside my daughters, although no man is with us, see, God is witness between you and me. I have that double underlined. Do you see how I have two underlines there? Then I also have one underlined here to verse 53. The God of Abraham, the God of Nahor, and the God of their father judge between us. So, what are we called to do with this? How do you think this applies to a five-year-old's life?
Obey God.
You obey God? Okay, yeah. Does God see everything?
Uh-huh.
And so when you make an agreement with someone, do you think that we have to keep those agreements? Oh, don't do that. Do we have to keep those agreements?
No.
Yes. If you promise someone something, you have to do it.
But you know that one day when I got in his Daniel's spot and I didn't think he promised I would go in his spot and I got in his spot and he knew to get out of Daniel's spot.
Yeah, well, you can't break a pinky promise, especially.
I didn't do a pinky promise.
Oh, you didn't do a pinky promise. Well, we got to keep our promises. You know who always keeps his promises? God. God always keeps his promises. Is that a good thing? Do you think it's a good thing that God always keeps his promises?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, are you ready to pray? Let's pray. Lord, we thank you so much for this day. And we thank you that you are a God who keeps your promises. And Father, we thank you that you worked through this story to protect Jacob and his family, and that you kept the covenant line going. Lord, we pray that we would be people who would keep our promises. Please, Lord, let us be more and more like Jesus Christ. In his name we pray. Amen. Well, may God bless you today. May you walk in the joy and peace that comes from Jesus Christ. You want to say goodbye?
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to this week's message from God's Word for You, a ministry of Sharon R.P. Church in rural Southeast Iowa. We pray that the message would be used by God to transform your faith and your life this week. If you'd like to get more information about us, feel free to go to the website, SharonRPC.org. We'd love to invite you to worship with us. Our worship time is 10 a.m. every Sunday at 25204 160th Avenue, Morning Sun, Iowa, 52640. May God richly bless you this week.